The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ in Hampton and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator, and Merry Christmas to you. I wanted to ask you about the latest from the president about he would like to see you folks amend the COVID-19 legislation that you just approved. What's your thoughts about that?
If we did another package, we could take care of it then. So I hope you'll sign this bill and make sure that I don't and others don't have to reconvene before the New Year's to override a veto. We know that Biden, after he's sworn in, will come in with some more. And if there's more than $600 per person, it ought to be targeted towards people that have more need. Okay, Jacob?
Yeah, Senator, Merry Christmas. Go ahead and, if you could, talk a little bit about the DOJ's findings on things in the Glenwood Resource Center and what can be done, I guess, federally to help out.
First of all, Merry Christmas to both of you. You asked what the federal government can do. Well, the federal government is already involved, or we probably wouldn't even know about this. And they're involved enforcing federal law, and the 14th Amendment guarantees of equal protection of the law under the Constitution for every citizen in the United States. The corrections to make sure that the clients at these two institutions are provided properly and humanely according to what law and the Constitution requires will be up to the state of Iowa to do it. And I'm sure the state of Iowa is going to get some demands from the federal government, what they have to do to make sure that these constitutional rights are protected. Back to Brian.
Senator, you mentioned this week about the importance of people getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And have you received a vaccine yet?
I have not, but I think I'm scheduled. Well, I'm not really scheduled because I haven't made arrangements yet, but here's what I was planning to do. I didn't want to do it like some of my colleagues did right away this past week because you got to make sure you can get the second one 3 weeks later. So I'm tentatively thinking about doing it early January. And then what I know of the calendar for January, we're going to be in the entire last week of January so I can get the booster at that particular point. And the only thing that I'm thinking about is, you know, it looks to a lot of people like those of us in Congress are pushing ahead of other people that are more at risk. And we're just following the doctor, we call him the attending physician on Capitol Hill. He kind of writes the Bible on this stuff. And he said under the continuity of government law, and since I'm President Pro Tem of the United States Senate, third in line to be president, that it's very necessary for those of us, everybody in Congress, to get these shots. Now, I think I could be an exception to that because I've had COVID, and I presumably have antibodies to get me through 2 or 3 months. I'm not in a particular hurry to do it. I'd be willing to stand down for other people because in January and really when you get to February, they say they're going to be able to vaccinate 50 million people during February. You know, there's still plenty of time to do it. But on the other hand, if people think my not doing it is going to discourage other people because I don't think it's safe, I don't want that to happen either. Let's go back to Jacob.
Senator, if you could talk a little bit about the precedent for what's happening in the second district in Iowa. You've spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., probably.
Yeah.
Rarely, if ever, seen this happen. I guess, what should the message be to Iowans in the 2nd District?
Sure. Well, first of all, there's a federal law that allows this to happen, 1969, but it's only happened once in Indiana, 1985. So this is a very rare thing to do. And what it's going to tell the people of Iowa is that Hart expects 222 Democrats versus 213 Republicans, that somehow, by that margin of 9, we're going to override 400,000 voters in Iowa that declared Miller Meeks a winner. So there's no doubt that Hart can do it, but I don't think it's a smart thing to do. And when you consider on November the 3rd, she lost. There was a couple counties where there were problems, so they went back and fixed those, or didn't fix those problems, but counted stuff right in those two counties, and Hart still lost. And then you have Hart asking for all 24 counties to be recounted, and Hart lost. And then the next step would be to go to the Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court, and that Chief Justice sets up a special court to look at what it is. No, Hart wants to skip that and go to a political solution instead of a legal solution to who won the election. So I think Miller Meeks won it, and I smell a rat. Back to, is it Brian next? Yeah.
Yeah. Senator, you also talked here recently about you would like to see President-elect Biden make permanent the Tax Cuts and Job Act, and how important would that be if that would become permanent?
Well, first of all, under a law that's now 45 years old called the Budget Act, when Congress passes tax law under what we call, I can't think of the term. But anyway, when you use the Budget Act to pass a tax law, if you don't have 60 votes in the United States Senate, you can't make that tax law longer than 10 years. It just automatically sunsets. So let's say we're 3 or 4 years into that 10-year period, and we're going to be 4 more years into it under a Biden administration. So when you get to that, let's say 2 or 3 more years down the road, and everybody thinks that taxes are going to go sky high just automatically, it's going to curb economic activity. In other words, if you're an investor, you want to know what the tax laws are before you invest a lot of money to create jobs. And we want those jobs. So if we want to continue the growth of the economy and jobs for Americans, keep unemployment low, it's necessary for the president to do what Trump would have done, make these tax laws permanent. And the sooner the better. Jacob?
And this will have to be the last question.
Yeah, you're the last question, Jacob.
Okay, thanks. A lot of Iowans are concerned over election integrity. I'm sure you know that. Your office has been contacted. But elections are handled at the state level. So what sort of things could you envision happening at the federal level, if anything, to try to ease some of the concerns over election integrity here moving forward?
Well, it looks like Biden's going to be our president, and I would hope that Trump would stay active if he wants to run again. I guess I wouldn't help him make that decision, but if he ran again, I'd help him to get reelected, and I'm not going to worry about those things until about 2023, but I would hope that he would stay active for two reasons. One, he could be a spokesman for the what we would call the loyal opposition. If you were in a parliamentary government in Europe, somebody loses an election, they still head their party, they still can speak for a large number of the voters, even though they came up short. So he could be speaking and commenting on how he thinks Biden's ideas are good or bad, and focus people's attention on what the voice of the Republican Party would be. And then secondly, and even more importantly, since we have 50 different states making 50 different laws and courts stepped in and overrode a lot of state laws set by the legislature because of the pandemic. We got to get those laws straightened so that particularly on absentee votes, that we know that there's a process in place to make sure that the ballot is cast and mailed in by a legal voter and it's counted, and any illegal votes are not counted. And that's how you build confidence in the election. But when you go face-to-face with people in the voting booth to vote on election day, then you're pretty sure that it's not going to be illegal. But when you have these mail-in ballots, you don't do it. And I would hope that the president would lead a nationwide review of all laws with absentee voting to make sure that they were legally cast. Merry Christmas to all of you, and goodbye.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Jacob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting for the people of Iowa.